Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Standard Glass Lining Technologies Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Monali Jain from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Shifa. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of Standard Glass Lining Technologies Limited. We have on the call Mr. Nageswara Rao Kandula, Managing Director, Mr. Ramakrishna Kandula, Executive Director, Mr. Venkata Mohana Rao Kattargada, Executive Director, and Mr. Anjaneyu Pathuri, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company may face. I will now request Mr. Nagesh to take us through the financials and the business updates, subsequent to which we can open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Monali. Thank you for meeting our investors, dear shareholders, investors, and well-wishers. It gives me immense happiness and deep gratitude to address you all on the occasion of our Q2 FY26 results. This quarter marks a defining chapter in our journey, a transformation not just in a scale, but in identity. Over the past decade, Standard Glass Lining Technologies Limited has evolved beyond its origins as an independent equipment manufacturer. We began with a single product line, glass-lined reactors, serving a niche segment of the process industry. Today, through relentless innovation, strategic acquisition, and customer-driven diversification, we have become a multidisciplinary precision engineering company, delivering complete concept-to-commissioning solutions across pharmaceutical, chemical, biotechnology, food and beverages, and process industries. It is in this spirit of progress that we are pleased to announce our intention to seek shareholders' approval to change our name from Standard Glass Lining Technologies Limited to Standard Engineering Technologies Limited, a name that truly captures the full breadth of our engineering strength, from design, fabrication, and automation, installation, commissioning, and validation. For our customers, this transformation means a single trusted partner for every stage of their project. One company accountable for performance, precision, and on-time delivery. For our investors to meet a stronger, more diversified business model, enhanced scalability, and sustainable long-term value creation. And for our employees, it represents the pride of building one of India's truly world-class engineering organizations. Our business performance this quarter continues to refine our commitment to customers and shareholders. Despite global challenges and shipments rescheduled from Q2, Q3, Q4, we have remained resilient, demonstrating robust growth and operational excellence. With every passing quarter, our company is evolving from specialized equipment manufacturing into complete engineering solutions, powerhouse serving the pharmaceutical, chemical, biotechnology, food and beverages, and process industries worldwide. This year has been extraordinary for us, not only in number, but in vision, direction, and purpose. A few highlights I share with you now. Acquisition of Sizenix Private Limited strengthened our presence in bioprocess and fermentation systems, opening new doors in the fast-growing biotechnology sector. Proposed acquisition of CTC Engineering Private Limited will integrate process design, mechanical, civil, HVAC, electrical, and instrumentation expertise, enabling to deliver concept-to-commissioning turnkey solutions under one roof. our proposed new identity, Standard Engineering Technology Limited, reflects our journey from a single product company to multidisciplinary precision engineering enterprise with unmatched in-house capabilities from design to water trials. These milestones are not just strategic expansions, but transformative steps towards realizing our long-term vision to become the most trusted engineering partner to our customers. We have built something very unique in today's industrial world, a company that can design, engineer, precision, manufacturing, automate, install, commission, and validate complex projects with complete in-house control. Together, we are building our glass lining skills and continue to shine globally. The shell-tube glass lined heat exchangers developed with our Japanese partner GL Hakko have been technological breakthrough, receiving overwhelming appreciation from the customers. Our newly introduced conductivity glass and stain-free glass technologies have redefined performance and safety standards in pharma and chemical process plants. We are proud to say that, to our knowledge, there is no other company in the world with this unique combination of multidisciplinary skills and integrated engineering systems. Even with the deferred export worth 42.5 crores shifting to later quarters, we achieved total income 366 crores, EBITDA 69 crores, and PAT 42 crores in the first half of 26. Strong testament to our stability and execution strength. This foundation gives a full confidence that second half effort will be one of the best in our company history. Behind every success story, stands our people, engineers, technicians, designers, sales team, partners, and customers who trust us every single day. Their passion and commitment are the driving force behind every reactor, every exchanger, every system we build. To our customers, you are our inspiration. To our employees, you are our strength. To our investors, you are our backbone and belief. As we enter the second half of FY26, we are fully geared to accelerate exports, commission new facilities, and complete the C2C acquisition. With this integration, our company will truly represent concept to completion engineering, made in India, trusted by the world. This is just a beginning for our growth. We will continue to innovate, diversify, deliver sustainable value with humanity, discipline, and a deep sense of responsibility to every stakeholder. I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to all shareholders, board members, global partners, employees, and customers who believed in our dream. Together, we are building not just missions, but trust, technology, and tomorrow. Thank you for being part of this extraordinary journey.
Thank you very much, sir. Shall we proceed with the question and answer now? Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for the name change. Sir, I just wanted to understand on the costing of C2C engineering acquisition and what exactly this brings to our table.
Participants, please stay connected while I reconnect the management. We have a question from Kaushik Mohan. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for the name change. Sir, my first question is on What is the costing that we incurred for acquiring C2C Engineering, and what exactly this brings to our table?
Total, we are acquiring 51%, and we are paying 12.25 crores.
Okay. In the export pipeline, we have mentioned that Q3 and Q4 will look subsequently better, and some of the revenue has been deferred from the Q1 and Q2 to Q3 and Q4. This also happened in last year also, right? How much was for the last year that got deferred to this year, and in this year, how much money that H1 got deferred to H2?
That last year, I think deferred 35 crores. This year, deferred to 45 crores.
Okay. So 45 crores will be on the top line, which will be coming in H2, sir. Is my understanding right?
Yes, yes. H2, correct. You are right.
Okay. Sir, and how much of the margin is already because when looking at the margin, our margins have slightly come less, right? I just wanted to understand, is this in the next already we have incurred the cost, but the dispatch has not happened. That is the reason our margin has gone down. Is my understanding right?
Yes, correct. You are right. Absolutely, you are right.
Perfect.
Coming H2 is going to cover this.
Perfect, sir. Perfect, sir. So we are sitting as the run rate has been told in the previous con calls, right, sir?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just want to understand that during the quarter, there has been the current quarter, Q2, the EBITDA margin declined from 17% to 16% on quarter-on-quarter basis, and on year-on-year basis, it declined from 20% to 16%. So what's the major reason for this decline?
This quarter is only H1 to H2 shifted that export. That's why this is declared. Next H2, we are going to display almost equipment is ready. Then due to customer clearances and unforeseen, then the H2, we are going to finish this export. Then again, our margins is going to sustain. Good.
And sir, why was this shipment deferred to H2? Was it a strategic decision or something?
Not strategic. Some customer inspections are delayed.
Some customers?
Customer inspections, equipment inspections delayed. International customers. Inspections are delayed.
And sir, any further light with respect to the greenfield CapEx expansion? When will it be completed, and when will it start contributing towards our top line?
Already Unit 5, we started. That is a new unit, and we now almost 6 months back started. Now that unit is operational full-fledged. And one more unit we are going to start. That is maybe it will take another 16-18 months to finish that unit.
Understood. So if we consider the one-time shipment delay, this quarter should give us a revenue of around 220 crores. So can we expect the 220 crores as a steady-state run rate now for the second half, every quarter?
20%-25% growth possibility. This year, we are going to touch this.
Okay. 20%-25%.
Yes. Between.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. I'll join back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Rohan Mehta from Ficom Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, yes. Audible. Go ahead.
Yes. So could you explain in detail how technically different your products are versus the peers in the space of GLE Class 9 equipment and also filtration and heavy engineering? And what I'm trying to understand is sir, how are we able to get higher margins and better asset turnover compared to peers?
No, sir, we are, that's the reason, sir. We are actually, name also, proposed name also, we are Standard Engineering Technology Limited. Because we are, glass lining is the one of the product line. But 80%, suppose I, many times, many stages I explained our company. Our company, suppose 100 rupees CapEx is there, 80% we are in-house, we are manufacturing. We are manufacturing, installation, commissioning, that is everything we are doing. Recently, that's the reason, next part, what happened earlier, customer design, sir, otherwise third-party consultant design, we are executing projects. That's the reason, we have some gaps we identified. That's the reason today we are going to acquire C2C. C2C is a 40 years old company, 130 employees, they design many, many global companies. And now we have engineering, basic engineering, detail engineering, and complete concept, and equipment manufacturing, supply, commissioning. A to Z equipment, almost 80% variety of equipment we are manufacturing for food, pharma and chemical. So they are manufacturing, other companies are there, they are our competitors, but they are saying 2-3 variety of products they are manufacturing. Today we are almost 91 variety of products we are manufacturing. And we are supplying and commissioning also. We are not only supplier. We are complete solution provider. So after C2C acquisition, this company became a complete precision engineering company. And we do design, we execute the projects, we run the up to water trial we are doing to client. So complete solution. This is differentiation of the our whatever mentioned your competitors versus our company.
Got it, sir. Thank you for the clarification.
Secondly, and margins also, because of we are providing complete solution. Whenever you provide the complete solution to clients, you always will get better price. It's not only comparing with equipment to equipment. And a solution versus equipment. We are providing solution. And also, second point, we are 80%, still 80% we are getting business from pharma. So pharma still ready to pay good equipment, CGMP equipment we are manufacturing, high compliance equipment we are manufacturing. So we are always get premium price from clients. And also we are unique products are there. Cell and tube heat exchanger we launched, we started selling. And some various other niche products we have in our hand. Others don't have that products.
Right, sir. Sir, on the heat exchanger, I wanted a clarification. So in the previous call, you know, you had mentioned that, you know, Standard Glass was the first one to launch shell and tube heat exchanger in India. And
sir,
this was in association. Yes,
sir,
yes. That's
just a small correction, sir.
Yes, yes, sir. This was in association with Asahi Glass and GL Hacko. So,
yes.
While I was looking through other companies, it also seems like Anup Engineering is also in the shell and tube heat exchanger segment. So could you just explain me what the difference in the product or application is?
Sir, Anup Engineering or other 100 companies, many companies are manufacturing. That is metal heat exchanger, sir. Metal, stainless steel, high alloy, carbon steel heat exchangers. That heat exchanger, Anup Engineering, whatever manufacturing, we are also manufacturing, our metal division, S2 Engineering manufacturing, same heat exchangers. But we are coming to shell and tube glass lining, tube inside glass lining, corrosive resistance glass lining heat exchangers we are manufacturing. Corrosive technology, corrosive resistance technology we are using. That is different heat exchanger. There Anup is manufacturing, that is metal heat exchangers. Here glass lining, metal heat exchanger. Manufacturing inside glass lining we do. That is unique technology in the world.
Got it. So that was helpful. And my last question.
One more explanation. And glass lining reactor required shell to glass lining heat exchanger. Stainless steel reactor, stainless steel heat exchangers. Like that metal heat exchangers are many manufacturers are there in the world or India. But glass lining shell and tube heat exchanger, we are unique. That is we clients.
Oh, okay, sir. And my last question is on the planned 200 crore greenfield capex. So I wanted to understand what is the specific product focus of this facility. And when it comes to your timeline to reach, 3,000 crores in revenue, what sort of timeline or financial year are you looking at to achieve the 3,000 crore target?
Year-on-year, we are going to grow very strong fundamentals, and minimum this year also, we are going to grow 20%-25% growth. Same way we are going to continue, and coming years, we are adding many, many new products, new equipments, and also the Shaleen two-beat exchanger going to a big role to play our sales, and also heavy engineering equipment we are going to manufacture for petrochemicals, other areas, and other MNCs are approaching, but now today, our capacity plan, many times I explained our plant capacity, 60-ton crane capacity, 60 mm thick. That new plant, we are going to use 100 mm thick, 110-ton crane capacity, and oil and gas equipment, and other areas also, other customers also, heavy engineering customers also approaching, and some water, new technologies are coming. That area also, we are going to enter. We are discussing with many global clients.
Right, sir. Right. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Mohit Chandani from ValueWise Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Thank you. Yes, please.
Yeah, so I wanted to understand the order breakup for different segments. Hello?
Sir, segment-wise, glass lining is part is our revenue, 35% glass lining, the rest of metal equipment.
Sir, I wanted to understand the order book for the same.
Order book also same. Today, order book.
Okay.
Today, we are not disclosing our order book, but today we have almost some 800 crores, 750-800 crores order book is there, sir. Generally, we are not announcing the this is the order book that is, but generally, we okay. Anyhow, you are asking.
Yeah. Also, sir, what's the timeline for this order book?
This is the various different projects are there, sir. This is different.
Got it.
Some projects is 6 months, some projects 8 months, some projects some orders in 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 6 weeks, based on customer requirements, different.
Understood. And also, your reaction systems and storage separation system has been flattish Y-on-Y and Q-on-Q, and while plant and engineering services has been growing. So can you please explain that?
Plant and engineering services means we are providing solutions now. Companies slowly become a reaction system, independent equipment sales versus we are providing. That is also reaction system also part of that plant and engineering solutions. That's the reason plant and engineering solution is increasing the revenue. But reactor also including there, that part.
Got it, sir. And is there any EBITDA margin difference or gross margin difference in solutions versus direct products?
Solution always give better margin, sir.
So any delta over product versus solutions?
Difference is a slight difference is there. The product versus solution is always get premium price.
Got it. All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please.
So wanted to understand, are you still maintaining the guidance that we, given for the exports for the full year in the range of 12%-15%?
This year, we are going to maybe, yes, 12%-13% yes. possibility is there.
How much, sir?
12 to 13% possibility is there, sir.
Because if I see the first half, I mean specifically this quarter, there has been a deferment, as you stated, in the second
yes.
half, due
yes.
to which there was only 2.5% of exports.
Yes.
And also, if you could give a breakup as to where we are exporting in terms of, you know, geographies. Hello.
Yes, yes.
Can you give the geographical split of our exports?
Geography exports, majority is US, which H2 is going to have. And Greece.
USA.
And Europe and US majority, and third wheel is Russia.
Okay. Okay. And in terms of the end user demand, you know, other than pharma, how we are seeing the demand for the chemicals and the other sectors?
Chemicals, yes, chemicals also improving, sir. Now, recently we added two big clients. Earlier, there are not with Standard Glass, but they now turned up into. We got very big orders from two agrochemicals clients. Picking up
okay.
slowly, not much 4 years back, but slowly picking up agrochemicals requirements also.
All right. And for the pharma, the demand is intact?
Pharma, yes, big. I can say big clients' demand is intact, but still small customers are facing challenges.
Okay, okay. And if you can just tell the quantum of the acquisition cost of C2C, please. I missed that part.
C2C, we are acquiring 51%, sir. We are paying 12.25 crores.
Sorry, how much?
12.25 crores.
1.25?
No, 12 crores, 25 lakhs.
Okay,
12 crores, 25 lakhs. This is an engineering company. They have 130 employees.
Okay.
This is complete intellectual. We are going to provide intellectual to pharma and chemical, food, and any industry wants to design product, we are now capable to design. And execution, everything now end to end. That is the reason, sir, many engineering companies are there worldwide. They don't have equipment manufacturing. Many equipment, independent equipment manufacturers are there. They don't have engineering company. They don't have commissioning, water trial capacity companies. We have complete manufacturing, engineering, execution, up to water trial. That's the reason we are become a unique precision engineering company. That's the reason our name changed every time. Glass lining. Glass lining is also growing very well. I think coming 2 years, we are going to become a largest glass lining equipment manufacturer. Because we are launching two black box of us. One is Shalan Tube Glass Lining. E-Tech already started selling some this last H1 we sold almost 45 numbers from Japan we imported and we sold. And coming this H2 we are going to sell another 60 to 80 numbers because of capacity. But next year, April onwards, we are building the capacity plant and Japan also we are expanding. So maybe 200 to 300 heat exchangers. That is that's the reason. Next, glass lining also very fast growing. But still, other areas also growing very fast. That's the reason. Now, company name also proposed standard engineering technology. We are become a complete engineering, precision engineering company.
Got it. And if you can just give the provide the breakup in terms of order book, you mentioned that we are sitting on an order book of approximately 800 crores as on date.
Yes.
If you can give the split between the segments as to, you know, the different line of businesses that we are having in terms of reaction systems and plant and engineering
yeah,
and storage.
Yeah, that is 30 glass, the same. 30% is the, maybe 30% is glass lining and another 30% is the metal division and 40% maybe. Approximately, I don't have exact figures, 40% may be plant and engineering.
Okay. And just one last question. What has been the capacity utilization rates?
Capacity after unit 5 added and now capacity almost 70%, 60-70%.
Yeah.
We are Again, we are bringing automation and everything technology that once automation comes, then capacity going to same existing facilities. I told you some little bit we have started investment. This can we can increase up to we can happily it goes to top line 2,000 crores.
So this 70% is for the glass lining or for the metal?
No, sir. The glass lining still we are utilizing 50% only utilization.
Okay.
And
okay.
Heat exchanger, we are building the one more exclusivity facility. And metal division, I am talking about the 70% we are utilizing.
All right. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Yash Upadhyay from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, audible.
Yes, sir. So in the last quarter, you guided that IPP exports will pick up from Q2. Have you seen any improvement in that?
That's the reason. Q2, actually, the customer inspections postponed. That's the reason that shifted to Q3, Q4.
Okay, so this 2.5% includes the IPP exports?
No, that does not include IPP. IPP export.
That is postponed to Q3.
Q3. IPP export.
Okay, it has been.
Postponed.
Okay, it has been delayed by another quarter. Okay.
Yes.
And this, the Unit 5 that you mentioned, that which has been commissioned, what is the capacity utilization for that is 60% till now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Mr. Vishal from Trinetra Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. First, compared to your peers like HLE and GMM, where does Standard Glass stand today in terms of win rates, average delivery lead time, and pricing power? Have you gained or lost any share in pharma or chemical segment past 12 months? Or what's the measurable edge are you holding as your competitor?
Market share we don't know, but we have full order book, and also day one onwards, Standard Glass is strong in the pharma sector. And earlier also 82% we are agrochemicals, but still agrochemicals last 6 months we added very two, three big clients to our market. And the market share we don't know, but we have full order books.
So we can say you have strong grippers than your competitors.
Pharma and order book also increased. That is evident. Pharma industry is picking up.
Okay. And second question, by 28, where do you see in terms of your revenue scale, your margins and your capacity utilization? Have you ever set your internal targets? And which two, three execution levels will be the key drivers to get it?
20-25% will grow, sir. This will be year on year. That is, we are targeting.
Execution level.
Triggers will be, we are launching, maybe we are putting our best efforts, and we are bringing many, many parts, and we are adding many, many new unique things. CTC acquisition now. Whatever you mentioned that companies are not now today, we are not our competitors. Day one onwards, I'm saying this company slowly become a unique company. And now today we do engineering and manufacturing and commissioning everything. It's not a one or two parts. Every full basket we have.
Okay. And so any future use CapEx are in your roadmap or not?
And coming, yes, that is new land is acquired and government permission delayed, but maybe next week we are hoping next week we are going to receive new facility permissions. Once permissions come, new CapEx we are going to do 120 to 150 crores in new facility in 36 acres. That is, we are building at a time 6 lakh sq ft, very big facility. and crane capacity also 60 ton to 100 ton crane capacity, and the fabrication capabilities also 60 mm to 100 mm we are increasing.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my end. For further, I will be in the queue.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Vineet from Toro Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, my question is with respect to the shell and tube heat exchangers, the capacity of which we are coming up in January. Sir, my question is how confident are we to utilize the 3,600 unit capacity for the next year that we are building up for that?
No, every month we are selling 150 reactors. Each reactor is required two heat exchangers. Based on that, we calculate.
Okay. Sir, so the 2,000 crore market size calculated by you, right, for this heat exchanger was derived based on what?
Like 2,000 crores means, sir, we are now glass lining business is almost on 400 crores Indian market. Every month, almost on all, including all manufacturers, 600-700 reactors are producing, and 700 reactors each require two heat exchangers, and also existing reactors also require a lot of glass lining heat exchangers. Based on that, we calculate.
Sir, but the capacity that we are building up for this new technology that we have, right? Of
yes.
300 units per month, and
yes.
As you mentioned in the con call that we are the sole supplier of this technology in India, and the market size calculated by you is 2,000 crore for this technology, right? So
yes.
How will we alone cater to this demand in the next financial year when we will have the capacity?
Yeah, the market size is that much is there. How much we are going to capture, we need to see. That's the reason first initial phase, we are building our facility per month 300 heat exchangers capacity.
Okay. But this capacity won't fulfill the 2,000 crore market size. This is what you are saying, no?
No. This is just to start.
Okay. And sir, what? And what is the average selling price, sir, of this heat exchanger?
I think the average heat exchanger 10 lakhs is there, 15 lakhs, 20 lakhs, 30 lakhs, 40 lakhs, 50 lakhs. The average price, based on size, it will going to price change.
Okay. And the sir, existing product that is going in the market, that is the graphite one, right? What is the cost of that, and how much premium is our product to that one?
Graphite heat exchanger, suppose 100 rupees, this is 200 rupees.
Okay.
And graphite heat exchanger life is 2 years, this heat exchanger life is 15 years. And also that is complete particle free. And that heat exchanger, graphite heat exchanger generates particle. Customer don't want to use graphite, but unfortunately they don't have option, that's the reason they are using. But coming to higher heat exchanger versus glass lining heat exchanger, prices are same.
Okay. So, sir, do we have any interest or the order book for this heat exchanger for the coming year?
Currently, we are not accepting the order heat exchangers because of whatever capacity is there, that capacity must be booked for up to March. So after March, once we started manufacturing here, we are going to start accepting the heat exchanger orders.
Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, in order to ensure the management can address all your questions, please limit your question to two questions. Next question is from Shubham from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Shubham,
hello.
Please go ahead with your question.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Just one clarification, sir.
CapEx part that you explained, few capacity expansion that you are doing, various verticals. Can you please repeat that? I just missed that part.
CapEx, 36 acres we are going to build this 6 lakh square feet. That is due to some permissions delayed. That's the reason construction is delayed. We are going to invest 120 crores, 130 crores, first phase. That is 6 lakh square feet we are going to finish the construction. And capacity, today existing plants only 60 mm, 660 ton plate capacity. New facility we are going to add 106 fabrication and precision fabrication and 100 ton plate capacity we are going to build for many sectors.
Okay. And the capacity will be live?
Sorry?
When this capacity will be live?
It will take another 14 to 18 months.
Or 14 months. And so what kind of revenue are you expecting from this capacity commission?
We are building existing facilities. We are adding some capex with existing facilities. With existing facilities, we can reach up to 2,000 crores. And that is that new facility also capacity we are going to create another 2,000 crores.
Okay. Okay, but that's it from that.
Thank you. Participants, I would request you to limit your question to one to ensure management can address all your questions. Next question is from Abhijit, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I'd like to ask the question with regards to the presentation where you're mentioning that you want to make it a complete engineering company with all synergies in different platforms like biotech, food, and paint sector, etc. When can we expect this? What is the, I'm sure the management must have thought about an idea or a vision statement, you know, when, what year they're going to be considered as a high-end precision engineering company?
No, today, sir, we are already precision equipment only manufacturing, and we are the became the largest vacuum supplier in the market also. And same time, we are acquired the biotechnology area, Cygenic. Cygenic is the 40 years old company. Bioprocess and fermenters, they are last 40 years they are manufacturing. Now we are going to enter into that area. And food and beverage, partially we are doing. Now after this acquisition, this C2C, they have multidisciplinaries and they can design food industry, beverages industry, and biotechnology industry. So we are already, there's independent equipment we are manufacturing. Once this company coming to platform, so we become a complete engineering company to these sectors.
Okay. And what about your new product for the glass lining? You said that your order book is full up to March. But I remember in the last phone call, you said that a lot more capacity is going to be added in the quarter 3, quarter 4 for these orders to be executed. Or well, did you mean that you would get deliveries from your partner in Japan and then start selling? I just wanted some clarification.
No, that's the reason that now we are, you know, Japan plant has a limited capacity. That's the reason heat exchangers already up to March we fully booked. That's the reason we are monthly some, we are getting some from Japan and we are executing. We supplied many clients. Clients, one good news is all wherever we installed, all clients are very happy. They expressed their sending mails and they need more heat exchangers. But the thing is, we fully booked this. So next April onwards, we can produce based on our customer demand. That reason we are exclusively, we are constructing one unit for the heat exchanger. Same time, Japan also because of some parts, critical parts we are going to produce in Japan. So there also we are increasing their capacity. Then April onwards, next year, first quarter onwards, these results will start.
So April onwards, you are expecting the 300
plant capacity we are creating. Slowly we can, based on demand, we can produce.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Raman from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the follow-up. Sir, this is a follow-up on the previous participant. You said you will be setting up a new manufacturing line for this glass-lined equipment next year. What will be the incremental cost? And as of now, we are doing only assembly. Like, basically, we are manufacturing the glass-lined equipment in Japan and getting it here and assembling and then dispatching. What's the margin now in this assembling of glass-lined equipment versus once you start, you know, your manufacturing in-house from quarter one of next year?
Currently, the margins okay. And once the heat exchanger is started assembly in India, margins are going to, I'm expecting at the minimum, PAT going to 15-18% on heat exchangers.
And sir, what will be the incremental capex for setting up your own this unit out here?
This unit too, we are doing capex another maybe some we are invest some Japanese company investing in Japan only. We are not taking that. Yeah, India we are going to invest investment another 10 to 15 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
Because already we have some existing furnaces, equipment, and assembly. That machinery we are going to shift to a new unit.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Mohit Chandnani from ValueWise Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity again. So I wanted to understand the products versus solutions business. Is the working capital cycle different in both?
Solution working capital it will increase, sir, because it will take integration and everything. Milestone basis we will get the payment.
Correct. So can you give us a quantum of the difference in product versus solutions?
Not much significant, slightly different, sir. Not a much significant different.
Any number on that side?
Particularly, I don't have a number, sir, but not much different, but little bit slightly different is there, please.
So, the incremental EBITDA that we make, the incremental working capital that comes in, so is it ROC accretive or...
I think that is the increase in the whole.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get your answer.
No, sir. You tell, ask me again, sir.
You say you make more margins on the solutions business, but you also employ more working capital. So is it ROC dilutive or ROC accretive? The solution versus product business.
ROC going to increase, sir. ROC going to increase.
Okay, got it. And in the glass lining shell and tube heat exchanger, you say the life is 15 years while graphite life is 2 years. So I wanted to understand, do you give up? Sorry?
2 to 3 years, 4 years, that's all, sir. Max.
Okay, got it. So for these 15 years, do you give a warranty or how is it?
Warranty we will give only 1 year, sir.
And even for graphite, the warranty is 1 year?
Graphite, 1 year they will give. 1 year. They will also give 1 year only. Okay, but based on Japanese user experience, and we installed only just say 6 months back only, we installed in India. But based on customer, they are using last 12 years, the Japanese customers are using this heat exchanger.
Got it, understood. And the demand for these heat exchangers, since it is expensive, is more from the pharma side.
Pharma and chemical also, sir.
Got it.
SRF we installed many. Now SRF order in pipeline has, we are going to deliver H2.
Got it. Understood. And can you throw some light on how the pharma and chemical demand, CapEx demand is shaping up in India right now?
Pharma demand is increasing, but big clients are doing, sir, CapEx. Small clients still struggling. I saw personally, then small, medium, below medium customers are not doing any CapEx. Our growth, all top big clients, due to big clients only we are growing very fast. But once this turned up into small clients also start the CapEx, then going to blockbuster demand. But last 2 years, 3 years situation is same. Big clients are doing continue CapEx, and big clients are announced, or whatever we have clients, they announced very, very big CapEx is coming 2-3 years. And small clients still facing cash flows issues and like a lot of things. Because of, due to price issues, their product and their product price issues. And agrochemicals also slightly increasing demand. We got good orders from 2 big clients from agrochemicals. That's good.
Understood, sir. And when you say big clients and small clients, so in pharma versus chemical, how do they
classify? Pharma only big clients versus small clients. I told all are pharma clients.
Okay. Okay. And when you say big clients and small clients, so how is your revenue concentration looking for top 5 clients in pharma?
Top five means sir, above 2,000 to 3,000 crores, 2,000 crores revenue companies are sustaining and they are doing well. They are getting good orders. They are doing continued capex. And below 500 crores, earlier they are doing every year they are adding 10 reactors, 12 reactors without marketing our order book also full. But nowadays that 500 crores below revenue companies, they are not adding any capex.
Sorry, sir. Maybe my question didn't come across correct, but my question was.
Mr. Mohit. Tell me. No problem. 1 minute, madam. 1 minute. I want to catch.
Okay. Yeah. So I wanted to understand your revenue concentration from top 5 clients.
Top 5 clients.
So how many? How much?
Top 10 is I think 45%.
Got it. Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Next question is from Rahil from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. I want to understand on the margins trajectory, EBITDA margins going ahead. You've done sort of 18.5% or 18.8% in H1, correct? Will this sustain in the coming second half, or you expect an increase in margins? And also, given your growth guidance,
definitely it will sustain. Growth also very good. Definitely it will sustain. Export also going to happen in H2, so margins going to increase.
Now that you're focusing more on solutions, so next year, what sort of incremental like margins can we expect? EBITDA margins? Any range you have penciled in or projected internally? Something you can achieve?
Slightly it is going to increase, but number wise, I can't predict now, but slightly going to, our margins are going to sustain because of we are a unique company. We are providing complete solution to clients. The client wants complete solution, not a supplier, just not a supplier.
Okay, so it's fair to say the current level is sustainable and it won't go down from there, but only upwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Group. Please go ahead. Mr. Kaushik, please go ahead with your question.
Hello, I'm audible now?
Yes, please.
Sir, I just wanted to understand, this year if we are doing 750 crore on the top line, that means that if I assume 25% growth rate, then we should be almost doing around 930 to 950 crore in the next year. Is my understanding right on that part?
Correct. So it's 25 if you do. If I do 25, yes.
Perfect. Sir, and with the capacity that we are putting up in the right new factory, that coming into existence, our asset utilization will be very low. So with the new factory coming up and for looking at the newer growth rate, can we expect FY28 to have a very good growth rate? Is my understanding right over there also?
Yes, yes, correct, correct. That facility once come, then we are going to add other areas.
Okay, okay. So there will be like a J curve in the growth rate will be in FY28, that means?
No, we are now also we are growing. 28 onwards maybe more growth, that is we are expecting.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. That was the last question for the day.
Thank you.
I would now like
Thank
to
you
hand
all.
Over to management for closing comments.
Thank you all. Thank you, participants.
On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
you may now disconnect your lines.